been a super sick and radical week with Tanya and Steve. And dudes, I'm going to tell you why soon.
I'm looking forward to this. I have a feeling this is going to be fully sick.
Yes, it will be fully sick. And we'll get to why Steve and I are talking fly in a couple of minutes. But first, let's start with Tanya telling Steve something he's been doing for years.
Well, this story is around today. It's something that you've been living for a long time.
Yes.
There's just a name for it now. You call it sleeping in separate beds.
Yes.
Today, the news articles are calling it you've had a sleep divorce.
There you are.
So for those of you who are in separate...
That sounds harsher, Tanya.
It does, actually. A sleep divorce, meaning when it comes to sleep, you are totally divorced of one another. You will sleep in separate beds because it has a positive impact on your marriage.
During the week, for sure.
On
the weekend.
He has a shower, he has a shave. And says, Karen...
Same bed tonight, dear. Here comes Tiger. Not tonight, Steve. All right, front room.
William and the Duchess of Cambridge have obviously been sleeping in the same bed because this week Kate gave birth to baby number 3. Wow. And Tanya and Steve, they crossed live to London to speak with esteemed royal reporter Robert Jobson, who actually didn't know anything. So let's pick things up with Tanya and Steve saying goodbye.
All right. Well, it's great to talk to you, Robert.
Impressed with that.
All right, well, it was really good to talk to you.
Man.
Thanks for your time.
Well, no worries.
There's Robert Jobson. He's a royal editor in the UK. Or he's just a drunk at the pub, Nicky.
He's what?
Or he's a drunk at the pub, Nicky found. It sounded like he didn't really know anything. He was just making it up. I think he's just a bloke Nick found in a pub that's been celebrating.
I wonder why you're laughing. I'm thinking this guy cares about this as much as me.
He's the loosest royal reporter I've ever come across.
You know what it is?
What?
I bet she rang that pub called the Royal Correspondent. Because we said, get us a Royal Correspondent. So she's rung the Royal Correspondent, I think, in Sussex. And that's the bartender.
Come on, easy mistake to make, Tanya and Steve.
Yeah, I'll just talk about the baby.
About the royal baby this week, because it turns out there was some baby news amongst the Tanya and Steve team, with Dave from the newsroom expecting a bundle of joy with his lovely wife Sarah. All right, get out the bell and announce the good news, Steve.
Hear ye, hear ye, one and all, good news!
Whilst they gave birth to a baby boy, we're about to give birth to another child.
Yes, we are, Dave.
Good morning. Yes, my wife is pregnant.
Yay! Never mind that royal spoilt brat.
Baby number 2. We have Max, who's about 2.5, and we'll have another baby due in October.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
This is great news.
So the second in line to the Dolan throne.
You've got an heir and now you'll have a spare. Now, let's play a game like Posh and Bex did. If you had to name baby number 2 after the location of where it was conceived, what would baby number 2 be called?
Glendale.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hope it's a boy.
He hyphenated Glen / Dale.
I know, that sounds quite posh.
What if it's twins, Glen and Dale?
All right, let's keep this baby name game going. Tanya and Steve, if your kid was named after where it was conceived, what would they be called?
You went on BJ, I'm just going to have to say his name would be Mayfield.
Mayfield. Well, look, would be Galway. Just above. I won't go there. Anyway, Kelly.
My son would be called Gimpy Master.
There, girl. That a girl.
Hi, my name is... What? My name is... My name is...
Gimpy Master.
Yep, you're all in your cars thinking now, aren't you? Okay, let's move on with the reason I was trying to talk cool at the start. It was because Tanya and Steve were talking about new words that teenagers are now using. It's not English anymore. They're talking Teenglish.
And I just want to say that if you are over the age of 18 and you're using these words, by all accounts, you are the most embarrassing person on the planet.
Well, I think you're wrong because I'm looking forward to this. I have a feeling this is going to be fully sick.
That's not there anymore.
No, it's
They've
old,
moved
it's
on.
15 years old.
Yeah, we'll take that on board, right?
I was looking firmly at Risey too because there's words on this list that Risey uses on a regular basis.
Is this a good moment? I know this is more aimed at me and I'm sorry to deflect, Risey, but is this a good moment to tell Risey, please stop saying cowabunga?
So this is an intervention on air, okay, for me. I get it. Yep, I've got a problem, I'll admit it. But let's shift the attention back to teenagers, because from all reports, this is a typical sentence they're using in 2018. I'll let Tanya read it to Steve.
I was so shook, my eats dude started throwing some shade. It was a little salty and it was all over me saying how peak his new jeans were. We all lit now, he's peng.
Yeah.
I don't know why I sound like I'm from Punch Bowl, but...
Yeah, you did indeed add somewhat of a Lebanese accent to it.
It was definitely a Western Sydney vibe behind it.
Yeah, there was.
Now, that's for mainly the 15 to 18-year-old age group.
I think we all, as adults, need to go out and slap a teenager
was Risey's Rewind.
Sleep Zone Warners Bay, now offering 60 months interest-free. T's and C's apply.
KOFM's Tanya and Steve for breakfast.